I said, you know, this new wine is, I was just thinking, I said, that new wine is the Lord meeting me right where I'm at. And him displaying his deep devotion and love for me and his commitment to my health and well-being as a person. And I was, you know, I just was recently, I think over the last few months, just kind of experiencing something. I wasn't quite sure what it was, but, you know, I would go for a period of just being under something, and then I would have these words that I would share and post on my website. I highly recommend you go to whisperoflove.org, and not because I'm tooting my own horn, but I just recently posted a new word, and it's pretty deep. And I feel it's kind of like this is, you know, I feel like the Lord has been taking me into this place of this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you discover how much I love you and the depth of my love for wherever you are at. And I felt like this season that we've been in for a while has been kind of, we're hearing over and over again, you know, this is great outpouring of his Holy Spirit that's coming, and we're going to see, you know, just people being healed left and right, a whole revolution across the world. But we're all agreeing with that, and we say, yes, it's coming. And in the meantime, the Lord is having us do the work of relationship with him. And it's kind of like, he's like romancing us into a deeper place. You know, he's saying, thank you for the roses. Thank you for the candy. Now let's get down to brass tacks. Let's talk about the real stuff deep inside in the relationship. I think anyone that's married would agree that giving your spouse roses is not enough. You have to give your heart, but more than just your heart, you know, you're not going to get away with not being real, right? And especially for the guys, because your wife knows everything. So, yeah, that's usually why the guys just prefer to go out for pizza and beer. But anyway, I felt like the Lord was, this is the time to really dig in deep with him more. And I've shared that with you about the whole intimacy thing. The intimacy thing is the drinking of that wine, but drinking it all down. Drinking it the full cup until it's completely empty all the way. And I was thinking today, you know, I was thinking about, Lord, you know, we know that there's going to be more coming, more power, more anointing, more evangelism, more people being saved, more people being healed, and more of us just, you know, just pouring out your love. And I said, it just seems to me like it's far away on the horizon. And yet we all have this hope and we all know it's coming. And I had this vision of, I remember one time I went to Wyoming. It was many, 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 many years ago. Many. How many? Many. That's right. And I was delivering a Winnebago with a friend, and we had to drive to Casper or something like that in Wyoming. And I remember there was a mountain. I saw this mountain, and I could see that there was a little farm. Far away, there's a little speck, but I knew that it was a farm. And we're driving and driving and driving and driving and driving and driving. And after, several hours, the size of that mountain seemed to stay the same size, and the little tiny speck grew just a tiny bit bigger. So we drove and drove and drove and drove and drove, and eventually, you know, it got bigger and bigger and bigger, but it was hours, but it just took like forever. And, but in the meantime, you know, I looked at the odometer. I said, well, you know, we're going, you know, 70 miles an hour. The gas tank is going down, and we're definitely traveling, but it didn't seem to me like we were getting anywhere, you know, but we did. So it's kind of like we're on this road, and the Lord is saying, don't stop. Don't get off the train. Just keep on going and keep digging in into me. So So I was kind of going through a lot of interesting things that the Lord was digging up, a lot of things in my life. And I was just becoming more and more honest with him and just really just telling him everything. And I thought that I had gone deep enough, and I would discover more and more insight that the more you open up to the Lord, the more the Lord will open up of himself, of how loving he is and how kind he is. And that's really important. That's an important thing. And I just feel like this season he's just saying, I want more. You know, I want to hear more about where you're at. So I was afraid. I remember not too long ago, I was just afraid to share even more. And I felt, because he keeps saying, I love you so much, I treasure you, I will never leave you nor forsake you, I'm always on your side, I'm right there with you. And I said, okay, well then this will give me the confidence and the boldness to say more. So I just started sharing my shadows inside, the deep, dark things, more darker things, and things that I was afraid to admit to him as if he didn't know. But, you know, I said, okay, I'm just going to open up and I'm going to take a leap of faith, Lord. And, you know, I just started sharing with him just a lot of things, you know, like, I don't know that I really trust you in certain areas. I don't know. Sometimes you take so long to answer everything. I don't even know if you're even listening. And all these kinds of things. And other things, you know, the rage, anger. You know, I've been through a lot, you know, over my life. And I just started opening that up. Almost, I really felt like I said, I'm going to take a leap of faith and just be not politically correct or religious with God and just tell him what's going on inside, more, deeper, whatever it was. And I remember right before I went deeper with him, with a lot of my deeper issues. I'm not going to share them with you here. Well, I already shared them with God. But anyway, so just trust me. I went deep with the Lord. I just pulled out all the stops. And I remember what happened at that moment, that I was thinking of that story of Esther, in the story of Esther where she had to come before the king. And the thing is that you can't do that uninvited without being executed or something. But she said, if I die, I die. So she came before the king. And the scripture says he was pleased with her. And he extended his scepter to her, which is basically, I welcome you, and I'm not going to kill you, you know? So she touched it, and she was accepted. And I realized right there at that moment, it's like going into the Holy of Holies, and you don't die. And we're invited as the bride of Christ to come before the king. He invites us fully. And also that he invites us as his children, as his prince and princesses, to come before him with everything, every request, every complaint, every weirdness, every whatever it is, He wants us to bring it to him. And he wants us to come before him not as beggars, you know, but as heirs, that we have a right to come before the throne because of the blood of Jesus poured out for every single one of us here. And so I did this. I just came before him. And then what the Lord said, it was the oddest thing that I thought I was talking to a psychiatrist. You know, like I was in a counselor's office and I'm talking to the psychiatrist and I'm telling him all this stuff. It was like, it really felt that way. And the Lord, and it's like the Lord said, what a psychiatrist would say or a psychologist would say. And they would say, now that you're going more into disclosure, we can now do the work. Does that sound familiar? Yes. And I go, oh, wow. Disclosure. And he said, yes, full disclosure. Now we can start doing the work. And I just was, wow. I did not expect that kind of an answer from him. And then he was saying that there's no shadow, no darkness, no badness so deep that my love is not deeper still. That's what he said. Did not expect that answer. I really, really thought that perhaps, you know, maybe in another world, a bolt of lightning would have incinerated me on the spot. Seriously. There's fear and trembling, because there is, it's scary, disclosing deeper with the Lord, thinking that he's going to punish you, but he won't, is what I've discovered. It says there is no fear in love. Talk about the wine. That's like new wine. Oh my gosh. And so it's like no more hiding in the garden. But we have a propensity to do that. We have a propensity to hide. It's just in our nature. We just have a tendency to go and hide. And the Lord said, no, I want you to come before me fully and stand before me without fear. So he did say, so I was feeling really, really good. And I said, wow, I was like, wow, I was in full disclosure and I can do the work. And the Lord said, that's a good start. I go, what? You mean I have to, there's more stuff? And so after a while, I began to realize that, yeah, there is more stuff that I get to bring before him. But the thing is that what he's doing also in the meantime is he's showing how loving and how kind he is. So I would bring my complaints to him, and he would say, I understand. And I said, okay, Lord, well, what about this other stuff, you know, and I feel bad about this, and I feel mad about that. And he says, I understand. And I know that every time I share stuff with you, you're going to say, I understand. And he said, I understand. And the more I shared with him, he would just say, I understand. I fully understand you. I understand. And then he said, just like I am the God of mercy and grace and love and compassion, I am also the God of understanding. And there is a fountain of understanding from my heart to you, that whatever you share with me, I understand. And then I was, I was at the ocean, and I was just telling all the Lord, just rattling off all this stuff with him. And then he said, you know, all the good stuff, the bad stuff, the shadows, the complaining, whatever it is that you're sharing with me, I want you to know every single word is a jewel in my hand. It is like a diamond in my hand and precious. And I shared that with Candy. She's not here today. I shared that with Candy. And the first thing that came out of Candy's mouth was, she said, "That's intimacy." I go, "Oh, wow." And intimacy there, the kind of intimacy that we have, we can have with the Lord as we share it all. We open it all. Because he wants to know, and he to him it's a treasure. And I was thinking, I said, "Wow!" I said, "This treasure is. I'm showing him that I trust him more. That I'm not afraid of him." Because there are parts of me that are afraid of him, but I'm less afraid of him now, because I realize he's not going to incinerate me with a bolt of lightning. He's not going to push me away. And so it's just an extraordinary thing. And I felt like also he was telling me, he said, "Everything that you're feeling, I'm feeling it with you. Everything that you're experiencing, I'm experiencing it with you. I feel it with you. I feel you." Many years ago, I was up in Canada at a conference. It was an inner healing conference, and there was this guy there. And he was telling me, he said, "You know that the Native Americans up here, when you're talking to them and they want to convey that they understand you, they say, 'I taste you.'" And so the Lord tastes us. And I'm just thinking, wow, you know, I said, "So you're, if you're feeling what I'm feeling, if you're experiencing what I'm experiencing, and currently I'm miserable, what are you going to do about it?" And he said, you know what he said? He said, "I understand." I go, "Really?" And he says, "I understand." So I was just thinking, okay, kept saying over and over again and making a point of like, "I know what you're going through because I'm feeling it with you. We are one. We are one together. I'm walking with you through it." I said, "Well, why don't you just change me or whatever? Just do poof, you know?" And I'm all of a sudden. Yeah. And he said, I will not violate your freedom of choice. I will not violate your sovereign personhood. I will not do that. But I will walk with you through it. And I will give you wisdom. I'll give you understanding. I'll give you a heads up. That's what I will do with you as I'm walking with you as your best confidant. I am your confidant." I go, wow. So I think, when was it? Last week, you know, I was asleep, you know, I woke up in the middle of the night, and the Lord said, he said, "I am the God of empathy. I feel it all with you." And I go, wow. The God of love, the God of mercy, the God of compassion, the God of understanding, the God of empathy. God with us, Emmanuel. And I go, wow. So if you can only imagine, I'm just feeling just completely raw, you know, and so in a place of discovery. But it's here where it's kind of where it says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another. And when I read that, I think I'm having fellowship with one. He's having fellowship with me and me with him. We're having fellowship with one another. And then I'm also discovering what real love means more and more. I'm beginning to get more and more hints of it. I mean, I know that God loves me, and we all know that. But the more you disclose to him, the brighter his love appears to you. It becomes more clear of what that's like, of what it means to feel like you've hit rock bottom and to find that he's right there with you. And as a result of that, this new wine that we're getting, what we're getting is that is the ability to see what the real deal looks like. This is what the real deal looks like. The depth of the forgiveness that we have. And as a result, what it does is it equips us to be the real deal to other people. So when we're going out there in the marketplace and they're saying, I'm going through blah, 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 and you know what we can say? We can say, I understand. And I am with you here. I taste you. Right? So it's an equipping. So imagine that, confessing to the Lord, disclosing to the Lord, really, in the long run, it becomes like an equipping. To give something, to give to the world something very real, not just a bunch of platitudes, a bunch of Christian platitudes. You know, praise the Lord and just lift it up to the Lord. Just lift it up to the Lord, you know. Oh, you're going through that? Just lift it up to the Lord. What does that mean, lift it up to the Lord? Is there kind of do you have a helium balloon or something? Is there some kind of special staircase to heaven to lift it up to the Lord? I've always wondered about, just lift it unto the Lord. I lifted it unto the Lord. Did you now? Interesting. It's an incredible gift of levitation there or something. I don't know what. So I feel like, you know, I don't know, I can't let my light shine unless I've gone deep with the Lord and got the light there. That's where the light, you get the light, that's where you get that light to shine. And I feel like this is what the Lord is taking us into this year even more deeply. While that mountain up there, far away, while that mountain of this great outpouring of the Lord is coming, that mountain is getting closer and closer. But in the meantime, we're going deeper and deeper and deeper with the Lord. Is to keep on doing the work that he's called us to do. So anyway, there's a scripture. It says, we love because he first loved us. Do you understand now? Do you understand now what that means? I go, I think I understand what that means. I understood it before, but I think I understand it more so now. And I'm going to keep on learning more and more. So I feel like for a declaration, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and a couple of things maybe, and I want you to agree with me. And the one is that is going to be, Lord, I choose to disclose more with you. All right? So why don't we do that? Close our eyes and just together, 1, 2, 3. Lord, I choose to disclose more with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So just if you have something that you've been afraid to disclose with him right now, let him put his finger on it and just say, all right, yes, Lord, I have this thing that I've been afraid to disclose to you, and I release it to you right now. And when, and then also, while you're doing that also, is that I also want you to hear, what does he have to say in return, okay? So Holy Spirit, I ask that you come and activate this time right now, that you would just show each person something where you want them to go deeper with you. Thank you, Lord. I hear him saying, I'm giving you beauty for ashes. And a garland of praise. And I'm setting the captive free. And my light has shined into this dark place, this shadow. And I understand. And I am with you. And I hear him saying, take my hand. I will never let your hand go. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just hoping that for you here and for those that are online, that this starts you on a journey to go deeper with him. He's inviting us to do that. I feel like this is the season, and he's going to meet you and show you more. And we're talking about, like, this is like the real deal. It's like, this is the truth. And this is a holy thing. And so just continue to do the work with him on a regular basis. You open up to him. You can even write it down on a piece of paper if you want to. And then also wait to hear what he has to say. That's important. Because he has a reply. And a lot of times, if you can't hear anything specific, just remember what I said and what he's saying. I understand. Amen. Amen. Amen.